Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
January 9th, 2024, NXT 2.0. We have a new North American champion. So much to talk about tonight. I'm Glenn, joined by Issa, and it's just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Glenn.
There was some good stuff on NXT tonight. There's some questionable stuff on NXT.
There were some things that really saved the show. We'll just say that.
Yeah. It's weird, though. This crowd. I'm thinking about it now. I'm thinking more and more. I think we've identified one of the weaknesses with NXT. And that's that crowd. First off, if you're sitting on the hard cam, like if you're facing that, like, put away your damn phone.
It's not even about the phone. It's like some people were just having conversations with each other like this while promos were being cut.
Yeah, and get somebody out there. Let's get some Chase U pep squad out there. Let's hype the crowd a bit. I feel like this is
remember
not...
Remember when the crowd used to be just NXT students for the pandemic? You remember that? We need to go back to that.
Well, or the Full Sail crowd. I mean, I think they have too much seating in there. And I know it's a small venue. There was less in Full Sail. But the people that were there were really excited to be there. And you've got some talents out there that are doing a really, really good job. And, you know, half the audience just looks bored out of their mind. And it's no fault of NXT. It's just, you know, again, if I'm seeing someone and you're sitting there facing the ring camera and you're on your telephone, that's very disrespectful. You're not in a big arena. You know, it's like you're one of 200 people in there representing.
You can see it so clearly. And we'll get into it when I really noticed it.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm just posting the link to the site. I'm not bored of what you're saying right now. I'm just posting the link on my socials. Just want to make sure that I make that clear.
Yes, and I'm sure you have some questions about why Jinder Mahal is getting a title shot.
Your Twitter was a mess today, Glenn.
Oh, my God. How even to recap this? Former Wrestling Inc. owner Raj Giri started some things that went all the way to the top. Tony Khan getting involved.
It went to USA Network. They started it.
Yeah.
Because USA Network replied to Raj with a smart response that Tony Khan saw, and then everything just went downhill. Of course, there was some fun memes. We always get fun memes out of this drama, but some people really got the tribalism out and they started taking it too seriously. And it's like, we were having fun. Why do you guys gotta like take it so seriously? Why can't we just go back to having fun with it?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think for Tony to get involved, I don't want the people in the highest positions of power getting involved, being trolled on Twitter, getting in the muck of it. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's just
Jinder Mahal the biggest baby face in all of wrestling.
Oh my God. And Jinder's response about who's
he had not tweeted in like 2 years. Did you see that? Like, this man probably had to remember his password. You know, he had to do the entire password recovery just to come in and say that. Which, listen, whether I don't care what side you're in, that Jinder response was funny. It was a huge W for Jinder.
So Tony Khan tweets, Tony Khan tweets, oh, people are criticizing Hook getting a title shot when he's near undefeated, yet Jinder Mahal, who hasn't a win in ages, is getting a title shot in WWE. And Jinder Mahal's response is, who's Hook?
Big W for Jinder. I popped.
Yeah, and I love the community note somebody added to Tony's tweet, which is like, wrestling is predetermined. Like, this is all scripted.
I didn't even see that. That is amazing.
Yeah, it's a community. At least it's in the writing stage.
I know,
yeah.
Twitter is kind of toxic, but so the community notes have made Twitter so, like, it's so funny to me. Some of these community notes are the most ridiculous thing I've seen, and it pops me. It's the little things, Glenn.
No, I'm with you. So we have this going into NXT tonight. And then we opened with the NXT parking lot. Blair and Nikita started the NXT parking lot. Now, apparently, they didn't stop fighting at all.
Yeah, but the clothes changed.
They changed the
clothes. Like, I'm assuming that while they were, like, brawling into the building, they, like, said they went into the locker rooms. And as they're walking by the locker rooms, they kind of, like, changed clothes real quick and kept going all the way to the ring.
It was like the cartoon thing where it was just a big cloud of dust. And then when the dust cleared, they were in different outfits because that's how much they were fighting.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this match was good. I don't think it really got a chance to cook, though. Like, I know they wanted to start hot. Like, oh, they've been brawling since the parking lot, but it didn't go on overly long. And what's interesting, though, is that, just when it seems like it was getting going, Blair Davenport was going after Nikita's knee, and then she hit Nikita with a knee to the jaw and, like, knocked her out.
Yeah.
And Blair got the win, which is crazy. Now, my thought with this, because I'm very confused by this, is you all know we love Nikita Lyons, future NXT Women's Champion. She's great. She's unique. She is such a dynamic force in NXT. It seemed like with her coming back, based on Blair taking her out, Blair being the parking lot attacker, that Nikita was coming back and he's going to get that win and then go on to something else. Now, the only thing I can figure was because Sol Ruka got a name drop tonight, also on commentary, which I'm assuming she's back soon. NXT knows this is like the longest term NXT story in ages, and they don't want it to be over too quickly. I mean, that's the only thing I could think of.
That's valid. That's a valid point. I like it. I mean, I don't know how to explain it because I didn't like Nikita losing. First of all, it was a banger of a match. I really liked that it was hard hitting. I love the way that it started. Whether they teleported and changed clothes, I don't care how it happened. It was a fun, different way to start the show by showing them in the parking lot and then going straight into the entranceway in the fight. Like, I actually really liked that. And I really liked the match. I thought it was very smart because at one point, like, Nikita was going to kick Blair and Blair got out of the way and she hit the post with her back knee. So I was like, okay, so we're targeting the whole maybe Nikita's not 100% yet. I can buy that.
Sure.
And Blair has been presented up until Nikita's return as a very strong contender, a badass. So I'm 50-50 here. I just don't like seeing Nikita losing because there's that part of me that also want to see her in the position she was in before she was in.
I know.
She was winning matches and she felt like she was on her way to the championship. And I'm not sure how taking this else is going to help her get there. But I want to see where it goes because I do think this is a long-term rivalry with everything that has gone on. Now, I just need to see. Yeah. I need to see something, just not her losing. I just don't like it. This loss needs to happen with a purpose or something else comes out of it.
Well, they're both in the Battle Royal next week. We'll talk about
that
for the number one women's contender. I'm pretty confident that Nikita's taking Blair out with that. In fact, it could end up being a double elimination. They end up fighting all the way to the backstage. Like, I have a feeling Vengeance Day is going to be the resolution of this feud.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that. And then, is this their first one-on-one, or did they face each other one-on-one? This is the first one-on-one,
no,
isn't
Nikita
it?
No, Nikita came back, attacked Blair, right? And then backstage they had the confrontation. No, this is their first one-on-one.
Okay, so maybe we can go into, like, a series of matches here between the two of them. So if they double eliminate or one eliminate the other, maybe we can have a rematch.
Now, with everything that's happening and potentially Camille heading to NXT, the only other thing I could think of, but it doesn't make sense because of the lack of an NXT Women's Tag Team Championship. If you told me Nikita and Sol Ruka were going to team up and be a tag team,
I will buy it.
That would be pretty badass.
Yeah, I will buy it. I will definitely buy it. And they have such a crazy similar story with how they went down. the injury. I know that storyline, Blair Davenport to come out, but even just in real life, the fact that they went through the same injury, the same amount of time they had to step away, I wouldn't mind seeing them team up, but we'll see where we go with Soruka. Yeah. But overall, I just think, I mean, and the problem is that I like Blair a lot, and she's a badass. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, I don't mind her getting wins, but I don't like her getting a win over somebody that also needs to be getting wins right now to rebuild where we're going with this women's division.
I like Blair, but I don't think Blair has the promo dynamicism.
Well, a lot of people don't.
I think that, okay, Blair's a very good wrestler.
Right.
And she was given, like, the best gift of a gimmick of being the NXT parking lot attacker.
Right.
You know, so her character having that, although she's not been super sneaky since then. Like, you'd think that she would be, I don't know.
Still trying to, like, take people out that way.
Yeah, or there'd be footage in the background. She's like sitting there, like letting people the air out of people's tires in the NXT parking lot. You know, yeah, like hitting front bumpers with baseball bats to make the airbags go off.
Maybe she's scared of Miss Parker because she's the one roaming the parking lot now for OTM.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. But no, I thought this was an okay opening match. But yeah, very surprising resolution to this. Then we had Carmelo and Trick talking backstage, and they're going to be in the Dusty Tag Classic. Like, what is going on?
I don't know, but the gaslighting from Melo here and the way that it worked, number one manipulator in the entire company. Because, like, when he first suggested that, Trick was like, I don't know, man, I need to stay focused and on my match. And Melo was like, no, this is how we stay ready. When he said, don't you want to be two title Trick? I was like, no, you did not. And then, of course, Trick is like, maybe I do. Fell for it, Trick. I expected more from you. What is going on? You shouldn't be falling for these manipulation tactics, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, someone was saying online the other day that maybe with NXT going to CW, they need to keep Braun, Melo, some of the bigger stars. And I'm like, man, that's what it felt like tonight. I was like, okay, if I buy this, this is like the reset of all resets with Carmelo and Trick. You know? But we'll see. We'll see what happens. But then we had the first match in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you take a look at the brackets?
I did.
Okay, did you notice how they put all the black people in one fight and then they put all the minorities on one side of the bracket? I just have questions.
That is questionable.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's all.
I got nothing for you.
Like, this is the first thing I noticed. I was like, why you put all these teams again? Like, why you like, put these
you could
teams
have
against
least
each other?
Put them up on the other sides of the bracket or something.
And then I feel like based on booking, LWO is gonna win. So then what? The blacks are gonna face the Latinos in the minority freaking bracket? BS.
That is a little uncomfortable now that you mention it. Well, tonight we had two very white teams, Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin versus Callis.
Bron Breakker looks like an advent calendar.
What's behind each portal?
Yeah, because you know how the advent calendars had the numbers all randomly and you had to like dig for the day? Like, oh, tell me he did not scream advent calendar at you. Like, you can't unsee it now, you know it.
Yeah, that's something. But Braun and Baron, America's sweethearts.
I love them as a team. I kind of knew I would love them as soon as they got together. But they work well together, and the end of days was hit and finished the match as it always should.
Yeah.
I personally think this is going to be Braun and Baron against Carmelo and Trick. And it made me not have any interest in any of the other matches because I think those are going to be the finals. But I actually don't know who will go over on the finals. So I'm very invested in the finals. But I feel like the rest of the tournament is just so predictable at this point.
Yeah, we'll see. Good match, though. And Braun, it's interesting. Braun was over, and then the crowd was sort of sick of him, except when he would put somebody through a wall or something. But tonight, like, they're Team Braun again. So,
did you see how he helped out Baron Corbin, like, put him out of harm's way? It was so beautiful.
Please consider it.
I will do that for you, Glenn.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
When you're in Vegas, you know, I'll need that. I need you to protect me, or I'll need to protect you and ask security to not trespass you because you're getting into it with somebody in a casino.
Yes, I can probably do that. Yeah.
Like, it's cool. It's cool. We're all cool here, right?
We just need to find. I'm gonna do a vlog where I eat a full vegan meal with you.
Oh, okay. That'll be exciting.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, because you don't have the most adventurous stomach.
No, I know. That's why I'm like, eating is not my thing. But
yeah, so
just make sure the restaurant has cocktails. Even if they're vegan cocktails, I will find something I like, at least on that part.
Okay, we're gonna see. We're gonna see what happens. We'll see how this
goes. Figure it out. Are French fries vegan?
French fries are vegan, yes. Okay, well, not at McDonald's, but everywhere else.
Okay, well, no, going to McDonald's. Yeah. I'm not going to Vegas to go to McDonald's with you, Glenn.
You'd be surprised what people, like, you go by some places here, you see the things about, like, cheap eats in Vegas, and be like, there's Taco Bell on the Strip, and I'm like, you came to Vegas? Like, I understand if that's all you can afford. Oh, my God.
Every time I'm in Vegas, you know where I'd be? Like, no cap, freaking Secret Pizza. That's where I'm all the time. Pizza. Their pizza's good. And the big slices at Planet Hollywood are actually really good, too.
Evil Pie downtown on Fremont Street. They've got like two vegan. They're like a slice of their pizza. It's like $7, but it's like a meal and a half. It's huge.
That's where we're going. Decided. Yeah,
Evil Pie. It's good. Okay. Fremont Street.
And then you're gonna go on the zip line with me.
I'm not going on the zip line. That thing is that
does not look safe. I've done it like a couple of times, drunk.
Yeah, that does not. Look, but we can walk down the plaza.
So Frank's gonna puke somewhere. Yeah.
We could play bingo at the plaza.
Yeah, but it's not a very scary zip line, Glenn. It's actually quite soft. It's like a beginner's.
Yeah. We can go try and count cards playing single deck blackjack at the El Cortez. Be good.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. So Braun and Baron won. We'll talk about all the Tiffany Stratton Farm stuff together. But first, let's talk about hearing.
Traumatized.
Yes. Let's talk about hearing from Lyra Valkyria. Again, the promo test.
This is where I noticed the people just talking to each other on their phones. And I was like, this is not. I was thinking about our conversation last week and the promo test. And I was like, yeah, she's failing right now. Like, you could literally openly see the crowd not being to what she was saying. It was so small. Like, it was so quiet. Up until Lola came out is when they kind of, like, perked up a little bit.
A little bit for Lola Vice and Electra Lopez. But even then, like, look, here's the thing. If you're going to see NXT, this is developmental. Your job, I think, if you're going to be on TV, your job is to be supportive and have fun.
Right.
And I don't know. It just, I didn't like the attitude from a lot of the audience tonight.
Yeah, it was quiet for a lot of the things. I don't think they put on the best show for them, if I'm being honest with you. And especially when one of the highlights of the show was pre-taped. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a lot of matches that I was like, why, you know, but here the one thing that I have to point out, and I just have to, is like these two women are going back and forth over the contract and the title, and even Lyra points that out at one point the person like commanding the stage at that moment was Elektra. There was something about the way that Elektra looks and presented herself that I was like, why isn't she in the conversation for something other than just being Lola Vice's like manager? Like, she looked like a star out there. And I love that Lyra brought it up, but it's like, Lyra, stop like bringing up that this person has a bigger presence than you, because she made me notice that even more.
Yeah, I like the way they set that up with them, and I like how Lyra did that. So you know what it is? I'm thinking about this now. Back in the Full Sail days and even the early days of NXT 2.0, and I understand this criticism. Some people said it was a little too clicky, the NXT audience. You know, we don't need to rehash it, but we know that there was like drama. A core group of fans that were there every show. And I look at it now and I don't know. It just doesn't seem as unified. Like, I don't like some people literally. It's like, well, if you're not here to enjoy NXT, like, why are you going to the show?
Right. Right.
You know, something like Blue Pants wouldn't get over in this era.
Yeah. But you know what? The problem is that a lot of them just. It's free tickets and I don't have anything else to do. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they're invested. You know what I mean?
I know. But it's weird though, because this isn't like Impact or TNA taping at Universal Studios. Like, the Performance Center isn't near. Like, you have to go out of your way to go to a show at the Performance Center.
I'm gonna see how they do next week, and I'm going to start paying more attention to the crowd, because I don't think that tonight's NXT was the most solid thing.
I agree.
So, and again, like, when you give them half of the show is on a pre-tape, that will annoy me as a live viewer there. But I do think the ending made up for it. Like, even as I'm ranking it, when I ended my stream, I was like, hey, with that ending, that, like, ranks it way up. But the show itself, it wasn't the most solid show.
This was like a B minus. This was a B minus NXT.
I don't want to say full filler because some stories move and some things happen and we had the tournament, but I also think once they announced Drake and Melo, I don't know if you went through that, but to me, it became very clear who was going to the finals, and that makes you completely invested in half of these tournament matches because you know what's going to happen.
Well, okay, so Lyra was saying she's going to end the year's women's champion. Who's her next contender? Next week, 20-woman battle royal. But when it gets to four, it's going to turn into a fatal four-way match. Winner gets a shot at the title of Vengeance Day.
Oh, interesting.
Lola and Elektra interrupt, and then they get into it, and then, of course, people start fighting. Well, they make it seem like Lola and Lyra are going to go right then and there, but then Elektra attacks her. But then Tatum Paxley, Lyra's BFF, comes out and makes a save, setting up a tag match.
Yeah, that happened. I still don't understand the Tatum Paxley thing.
Yeah. I think it's... wait, is it going to end up in a tag match between them? It should end up in a tag match.
I don't know.
I thought they announced that. Or did I just fantasy book that in my head when I saw this?
You might have. You might have done a better job booking this show than you.
Because that's an amazing idea to have them have to tag together with Tatum being Lyra's.
And they coexist. They never do that in wrestling.
Never. But it's a good angle with Tatum being a little too into Lyra.
Right.
I don't know. What kind of name is Paxley? DB99's
ass. It sounds like a... No, there is. Isn't there an antidepressant called Paxley?
Why can't I remember the name?
It sounds like Paxley.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm going to Google it.
Okay. Josh Briggs took on Oro Mensah and the Metaphor tonight with Josh Briggs getting a win.
Paxel. Okay, never
mind. Paxel, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, what were we talking about?
Talking about Briggs versus Mensah.
You know what I tweeted? Why is this match? That's it.
Why?
Why is this match?
Why indeed? This was fine. Josh Briggs is his own man now. He doesn't need the other one.
Okay, but this match happened and nobody asked for it.
Yeah. I mean, the Metaphor are entertaining, but I think they should save them. Because it'll be more special if they don't have them on every week. I get why they want to use them because they're over and there's a lot of fun.
Use them in backstage segments. Use them on in-ring things. You know what I mean? Put them out in the crowd. Maybe they don't make a better crowd than the crowd that they have now. So, but like, find different ways to utilize them to where you're just not exposing them in the ring in meaningless matches that nobody really cares about. One of the points of what I was telling you about how this show felt like this doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, then, though, this match had stakes. The family.
Adriana Rizzo.
Yeah. Tony D, Stax versus OTM with Scripps.
With the Scripps NXT and Tag Adriana Team Rizzo.
Yeah. And good match. Hard hitting match.
Yeah. I think that we need to give some credits here to Stax and Tony D because they really made OTM look really good. I think this is the best match I've seen OTM have, but I think a lot of it had to do with what the D'Angelos were doing out there for them.
That move Stax did to the outside near the end?
Yeah.
Because at first I was like, what is he doing? And then when you pulled the camera back and you saw what he was doing, it was like, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was great. And Tony D's finisher, I really enjoy it. I like this match. I thought it was fun. And again, I actually think it's the best OTM has looked since they joined NXT. Like, I don't find their matches memorable. And sometimes I do think like I don't know, something isn't there clicking, but they had great chemistry with Tony and Stax tonight. And I didn't mind. This match got time and they cooked. I liked it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. I thought this was good. Glad Tony D and Stax retained.
As they should.
Yes. Okay, Issa, we saw an NXT Anonymous video of JC Jane telling Thea Hale and the other Chase Hugh students, all women, that she had a plan to save the school. What is the plan?
NXT OnlyFans.
I was going to say car wash, but...
Oh, I think the OnlyFans will be a faster way to get it, Glenn.
Hold up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Mandy Rose will be sitting at home, stewing, if that happens, counting her money.
Oh, all right, so they're robbing a bank.
Pepita Jr.
All right, now, but in all seriousness, what are they going to do? What can they do? Like, oh my God, maybe they can have like a benefit wrestling show.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be silly, but I like that JC Jane's taking over. And I like that today she was using the hashtag JCU, which we've been saying on this podcast for 6 weeks now.
Yeah.
So
but yeah, I'm curious to see what it's going to be and who is this NXT Anonymous? Because at this point, it felt like that person was standing there recording them. Like, it doesn't even look... Remember in the beginning, the NXT Anonymous videos were kind of sneaky, like that person was hiding. This one was just like, whoever it is, just standing there.
I mean, it would make sense maybe that it's Stevie Turner, given her gimmick got close for like a minute.
So she went from streamer to creeper?
But they made it seem... Remember she did that one promo that was like an update report?
No, I don't remember anything. She hasn't been around in like 2 years.
Hey, she was undefeated. It was a year. But it was she went 2023 undefeated in NXT. But she was back. She's coming back. She's going to be in the Battle Royal next week. She's been on Level Up.
Oh, she's coming back?
She's going to be in the Battle Royal next week.
Oh, no. I got to make sure that I... She's gonna come for my money. She's a streamer, you know.
That's right.
Most streamers are not creepers. Please take that comment back.
Okay, Cora Jade versus Gigi Dolan. What's going on with Gigi Dolan?
What's going on with Cora Jade?
Well, Cora Jade's now a heel, and Gigi Dolan's kind of a babyface, but she still has the same gear.
You're not disturbed that she wrestled in a ponytail?
I mean, you know?
Like, it's like she showed up too late for hair and makeup?
Maybe it's just convenient.
You know? I'm sure it is, but nobody wrestles in a ponytail.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what the deal is with Gigi. I don't know anything outside of I really liked her gear tonight. But
yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on. I think this came from what their backstage like argument, right?
Yeah, Gigi was sitting in Cora Jade's.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Cubby.
Okay. Cora Jade has grown so much on me.
Sure.
So I'm really happy to see her in action. But again, JC is doing something, and Gigi feels like the lost baby in the toxic attraction breakup. And I thought they were gonna do more with her,
which is crazy, right? Okay, yeah. I need to issue an apology to JC Jane. I think that many of us might have used the term the Jannetty when that breakup happened, thinking that Gigi was going to be a white hot baby face when they entered that feud together. And JC was being super mean and Gigi was being super real. And Gigi was over. And then, like, nothing really happened after that. But JC and Chase U, JC, like, softening a little bit, being in Chase U, JC's been great.
Yeah, she's been great since she joined with Tia. Who would have thought? But I just don't know what they're doing with her. But I'm happy to see Cora here. But this was another match that I was like, it took me a little bit to remember in my brain why this match was happening. And it's like you saw like Roxanne be out of control last week. There was no follow up with it. Dragunov injured. There was no follow up with it. Like, I don't know. Tonight just felt like they were like, let's just put a show together real quick without continuing a lot of the things that happened.
It seemed like there was a plan tonight. I think I think they're trying to get a lot of motion for Vengeance Day.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. So let's talk about OTM and Jada Parker making friends in the parking lot at NXT as opposed to
I like Jada Parker.
Yeah. Man, she's gonna
be trying to come for Scripps' job.
Yeah, she's stealing Scripps' thunder.
Yeah, but Scripps kind of like agree with it.
Yeah, Scripps
she said they're missing a little something, and she's that missing piece to OTM.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Okay. I mean, I think she's got good presence. I mean, I feel a little bad for Scripps, though.
Well, somebody needs, if they're going to keep feuding with the D'Angelo, somebody has to handle Adriana.
Yeah.
Smart of the, if they're going to keep feuding with the D'Angelo.
But then the D'Angelos need to get someone to handle Scripps then.
They can handle Scripps on their own.
We'll see.
This is Tony D we're talking about.
Yeah. It's true. He can handle anything. You got sanitation problems? He can make it work.
Oh my God. I forgot that he was in the sanitation business. Those video packages were everything.
So good. Nathan Frazier and Axiom, who bonded over their love of video games, took on Hank and Tank tonight.
The wankers.
Yes. And they won.
This could have been an email.
This was fine.
Okay. I can't wait for Braun and Baron to kick their butts.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Then I'm going to have fun watching it. I'm telling you, maybe I would have been a little more. No, I wouldn't have been. I don't know what I'm saying. I wouldn't have been into this no matter what. but I do think that I just feel like Braun and Baron are going all the way on that end of the bracket. So why am I watching? Just send an email that says, hey, everybody gets a bye. We know who's winning. Baron and Braun straight to the finals.
Well, you know who's not winning this week was Tiffany Stratton, working on Fallon Henley's family farm, showing up dressed in such a nice outfit.
Appropriately?
Appropriate. I mean, you know, Tiffany Stratton's always nothing if not always appropriate. And appropriately dressed.
I'm very traumatized by these video packages. I hate horses. I think they're terrible people.
I mean, they're not people, they're horses.
No, they're terrible people, and they're not trustworthy. I never want to be near a horse. They were bullies by the end of this. Like, who was the face and who was the heel here? Why were they laughing at Tiffany?
Because they're mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What do you think of all of this, though?
It was fun. I like that Tiffany actually started doing the work. They did this really well over three segments where it was like, oh, she was complaining. She resigned herself to it. Then Fallon was like, had respect for her. And then I knew it. I called it on Twitter. I was like, she's going to end up stepping in the manure. And if it was a male wrestler, she would have fallen in the manure. Instead, she stepped in the manure and fell in water. Very predictable. But this was fun. And look, I think Tiffany might be done. This was
fun for you as a viewer.
As a viewer, yes, as comedy, because we like watching. I mean, you know, people like.
I don't like watching anything about farms or horses. That was a horror movie for me.
So don't ever make that sort of bet. You'll be a ranch hand if you lose.
But I wouldn't lose. I could make any bet. I would pay for ass.
Okay. So you want to go ride horses when you're here in Vegas?
No.
I live right near horse country.
Well, then we're meeting in the strip.
A couple blocks
we're meeting
away.
In the strip. I'm not coming to our house. We're meeting in the strip.
A couple blocks away in the country.
I thought this was a horror movie for me. There is no way that there's things that just would never come out of my mouth. It's like, oh, let's go to a farm. Oh, my God, let's go ride horses. It's like this whole thing was very traumatizing for me, and I can understand where Tiffany's coming from. I felt for her. And honestly, towards the end, these people were coming off as bullies.
Hmm. Well, they were laughing at her because she wasn't doing
it. Yeah, they were laughing at her. Why would they do that?
Well,
she was doing the work they asked her to do. She had to wash a damn horse.
Class warfare.
Why can horses learn how to wash themselves? Aren't they smart animals?
Okay, but think about the layout of a horse for a second. How are they? I mean, it's not like a cat or a dog. They can't, you know, get down everywhere.
Oh, and then socks to socks. Stay dirty.
Anyhow, Tiffany Stratton though made it through. She stepped in the manure, fell in a trough of water.
This was a savior for tonight's episode.
This was fun. But I think Tiffany's done with NXT. I think she shows up in the Rumble.
I do too.
Maybe we get a video package in the next week or two with her recovering. Maybe she's at the beach or at a spa after this.
She needs therapy. I will need therapy. Somebody put me through a day of that. I will need like 5150 myself.
Yes, and not equine therapy. That's therapy with horses, Issa, where they use horses
Why would a horse ain't helping nobody?
It's a thing.
They take your money. You bet on them and then they lose on purpose. I've seen it with my own eyes. It's all a scam. They're part of the biggest scam.
It's like as a child, Issa watched an episode of Mr. Ed and was convinced that's how horses really are. When you're not around, they secretly talk and they talk shit about you.
I know, they talk shit about your family. It's even worse. I'm telling you,
you go out of the room and
see that news report of this plane that had to land because of a horse that went out of control.
Used to go out of the room and they're like, you know, her father can't tell the difference between her and her sister's voice.
Yeah, yeah. And I will punch that horse, but I can't because no, I'm telling you, horses, they're scammers, they're liars, they're untrustworthy. I bet you horses cheat on their horse wives. I feel for Tiffany Stratton. I feel for her. Girl, we're going to go shopping or something. I wish I was closer. I would take her shopping.
Yeah.
Get our nails done.
Not going to drive a Mustang.
You know, she needs a full set. She needs a brand new full set. Who's going to pay for that? Because she probably got nasty horse things under her nails. So now she's going to have to go to her nail person, remove that, and put a brand new set in. There's no way she's going to walk around with those nasty nails. Glenn, this is serious.
I know. In the mall, avoid the polo store. That'll be triggering. So we'll Chess King, you know. Nothing horse related.
I did like it. I did like that, but I would never.
Okay. So Ava Raine tonight, Luca Crucifino, was showing photos trying to argue his case.
Yeah.
He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer. Yeah.
And then Lexus King.
Where has Von Wagner been? Did you think he's with his children?
Yeah. Actually, that's really weird, the Von Wagner and Robert Stone thing. Like, that... like Rob, you know what it is? Robert Stone is refusing to appear on TV until the DNA test results come back.
No, stop.
Okay, if they're not seen in NXT again, that was the best gimmick to go out on for Von Wagner and Robert.
The dinner
Stone.
With the best spaghetti.
Yeah, that was the best vignette.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, it's just Ava now. She dropped the ring. We got to get her like a desk or an office.
Why should we stand in there? Hear me out. What if her gimmick is that she's not actually HBK's anything, but she cashes them before they enter the office?
I was going to say, what if her gimmick is that she's got HBK like held hostage somewhere, like in the movie 9 to 5, and she's actually the GM, and HBK, like, you know, is being held against his will.
I like both of our ideas. Like, she's nobody, and she just tells people, go do this before they go in the office and fall for it.
And then here's the long con. Here's the swerve in the match. Okay. Somebody demands to see HBK and goes in there, and it's Joe Gacy wearing a long wig and a cowboy hat. Yeah, think about that.
Did we see Joe Gacy tonight?
I don't think we saw him tonight.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of things that we see every week were just not there.
He should have been in the stables.
No, stop. Oh my God, imagine.
Imagine if he would have walked by or popped out of some hay.
I was going to say pop out of the hay. Like, that would have been amazing, actually.
It would have been amazing. Long-term storytelling.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah. So Alexis King got a match somehow with Dragon Lee.
Yeah, by just saying, haha.
Hey, it worked.
Also, why did Dragon Lee have to bring his visa into this? Like, and my visa issues are all clear. Like, okay. We are flex, but okay. Anyway, so yeah. Lexus can just walk around with his fake contract and Dragon Lee just signs it.
Yeah.
We had a match. We got a bigger swerve, but I thought for a second that we're going to let Lexus King win this tonight.
Yeah, it's weird that Dragon Lee, because he's going back to the main roster, ends up being guy that was there. I think so. I think because he was just there to get it off Dominic.
Okay, that's how
Well, think about it for a second. Like, with Dominic, they needed it to somehow tie into someone on the main roster. They wanted it to feel really big. Like, if Oba had cashed in on Dominic, that would have been... Then Dominic goes back to Raw and it's like, yeah, it really sucks that rookie got one over.
Pulled out a check and taking care of things.
But Dragon Lee, I think, you know, his time in NXT was good. You know, I think he'll do well on SmackDown. But Lexus King did okay tonight. I like that corner move where he goes like he's going to do the stomp at the corner and then he stops short.
No.
That was a great troll move.
It was. Wait, before we keep going, did you watch the R-Truth video from Raw about Judgment Day?
No, I did not.
What?
No.
Glenn, you must watch it immediately after we get done.
Okay, I will.
You're going to love. I have a feeling you're going to pop.
Cool. No, I think, man, this tonight was a hot main event. And then it was like, oh, that was kind of a short match. Lexus King, you know, got some stuff in, but then lost. But then, yeah, boom. Right after that.
Yeah, it was a short match because of the stupid overrun. They started at like 10:53.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, 9:53 for people on normal time zones.
But then Obafemi came out, cashed in the contract.
Look at the shot. You have to watch this video. See?
Okay. I will watch it. I will really watch it.
I'm going to send you the link to your text when we get done. Now.
Okay. Love R-Truth.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Okay.
No, we can watch it live, guys. We're not trying to get copyright claims. Stop trying to come for our money.
Yeah, can't do it, man. Can't do it. Yeah, I enjoyed this tonight.
Hey, Jinder Mahal is going to be on the bump tomorrow. Do you think they talk about it?
I think they're going to make an illusion of being like, oh, you know, some people would say you're a controversial choice.
Oh, you were trending.
Yeah, you were trending. You know, because you can't hinder the gender. No matter how much you try, Tony Khan.
Yeah. Okay.
You know?
I sent you the link. Hold on. All right. Yeah. You got to text me when you watch it.
Okay. I shall. Such a weird day.
It was a weird NXT. All right. Listen, the match was good between Dragon Lee and Lexus King. I don't know how they keep managing to make Lexus King so much not likable, but I like how unlikable he is. Yeah, like I actually like how, like I don't like him, and I'm like, this guy's good at his job, because I like how unlikable he's become, right? The hair, the way he carries everything, like he's doing such a good job. But when Lexus was flexing to Oba backstage earlier, he was like, oh, you want a contract? Well, I got a contract too before you did. And Oba said, is this in the main event tonight, to the interviewer? And she was like, yeah. I thought it was just a weird, like he wasn't going to do it. Even when he came out, I thought, because when he went to cash in, I don't know if you noticed, but Dragon Lee did that dive onto the outside. And I was like, oh, it's a fake out. They're not going to go through. But they did it, Glenn. And they even had drama. Like Dragon Lee kicked out and we go into like a match. But ultimately, he won the tournament, what, last week? And now this week, he's champion. They are putting the machine behind this guy. I'm going to hit for it. I like him.
He's great. Mm-hmm. Great look. Great in the ring. This was cool tonight. He looks dominant. I think, and beating Dragon Lee, it's better than beating Dominic. Dominic has so much story baggage associated with him. I think the victory over Dragon Lee was great. And yeah, it's exciting to see where this goes from here.
Me too, but I'm glad that they made this count. Yeah. And I think it's perfect because you want to build this guy. And I think the North American Championship, to put it so fast on somebody, it's a good championship because you're not putting the main title on him. There's not that pressure. You know what I mean? Like, there is pressure. You're a champion, but he still has the time to grow and develop as we get to know this character or whatever, you know, or him as a because we just got introduced to him. We know he's a badass and now he's a champ. But we still, you know, this is just day one.
Yeah. Well, day one was actually a week.
Yeah, but then how do y'all do day one? I don't know now. You know, he set the expectations too high, Glenn. Like, you're acting like the NXT crowd right now.
No, I think that, well, I was trying to watch the R-Truth video on mute.
No, watch it later.
I will watch it later. I know. Acting like the NXT crowd. Wow. Wow. I see how it is. No, I think that this is going to be exciting. What's up with Dragunov?
Well, they didn't even mention him.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
They didn't even mention him. And what do you see that Rich Holland? They basically gave Smackdown. Somebody said it on my chat earlier, but they were like, so they exchanged Tyler Bay for Rich Holland. That feels like a downgrade for NXT.
The thing with Ridge was weird. Ridge is weird. But
I just felt like tonight's episode was just there, and that main event really paid off for it because there was a lot of like, okay, this is random, and there was a lot of things that we saw last week that we didn't touch base on tonight.
It zhuzhed up the episode quite a bit tonight.
A lot. Which was good. People are going to talk about that. Mm-hmm.
That, Tiffany Stratton, Braun and Baron.
The advent calendar. Do you think if Rob Breaker's an advent calendar, do you think he's like an expensive beauty one that is full of just tiny little samples? Or do you think he's a real advent calendar that has actual value?
I got one. We didn't do it this year. Last year we did one that was the jellies and jams.
You told me about that. Didn't you love it?
It was so delightful.
And I wouldn't do that. You know, I don't do peanut butter or jelly.
It was Bon Mar.
But I've done some of the beauty advent calendars, and it's just full of like, they'll be like, oh, it's value because they'll put the $600 face cream in a pot like this big. So that's still like $60 worth of product. And it's like, you can't even cover your face. Okay, listen, Glenn.
This is the most I've heard someone talk about advent calendars outside of
because Christmas. I've been watching this girl open advent calendars every night for like the past freaking 3 weeks. Call for a video that puts me to sleep.
this is like when I start going on with facts about something and they're like, did Glenn just watch a documentary or something?
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, Issa's really talking about advent calendars.
I don't know if it was because I was like, I got this like new set of like skincare, right? So I was looking up reviews for it just to see if I was gonna like it. It's like Lancome, you know that brand, they're great.
Yeah.
But somehow watching reviews of this new face products that I got, the beauty advent calendar started popping. Then I remember I got a few of those and I stopped because Sephora is a ripoff. And then I found this girl and she's like a comfort go-to video for me to watch. And then she opens from brands that I really like. And I love watching her get scammed.
Okay.
I don't like food, MD, for the shot, for the record.
Yeah, do I remember you never had peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, no, and I'm not planning on it.
When you come to Vegas.
No, it's PB&J. Not happening.
PB&J.
You have to, like, buy the drinks for, like, the rest of the day in order for me to agree to take a bite.
What's your favorite fruit?
My favorite fruit?
Yeah.
Mango?
Okay, what's your second favorite
fruit? I like passion fruit.
Okay, well, and you've had peanut butter before, though, right?
No.
Okay.
I don't even like the smell.
You don't like peanuts?
No.
Interesting.
I don't like almonds. I like them on my Hershey Kisses.
Okay.
I was going to say, back when I used to eat Hershey Kisses.
Some passion fruit jam or preserves.
No. I don't like my fruits mixed with anything. Fun fact. Do not put my fruits in any chocolate or don't put any whip. No. Fruit should be eaten like they came from the tree. The way that
like
the higher
Eve
power
with
intended
the apple.
It for us to eat them. Don't be putting crap on your fruits. Not gonna happen.
Yeah, in the Garden of Eden, did Eve say, you know what would be make this delightful if you muddled it with a little bit of raw sugar? No.
Yeah, she didn't say that. She ate it that way. That's the way fruits are intended to be eaten. Don't mix my fruits with anything. That chocolate-covered strawberry BS? Oh, it's going right. First of all, I can't even eat chocolate anymore, Glenn. Don't get me started on things I can't eat that I used to enjoy.
I feel you.
Sad.
It's sad.
The chocolate one gets me because I used to like, I did because I was a big girl, but I didn't like eat a bunch of it, right? But I like chocolate. Now I can't even like look at it.
Far too much to unpack here. We'll get into this.
That's how good NXT was, and we're talking about peanut butter and chocolate and fruits.
Okay. Next week, Nikita Lyons is going to get her revenge against Blair. Knock her out in the battle royal. Yeah, it's got to happen. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This is at NYC Demon Diva. That's Diva with the One. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. We'll be back here Friday, tomorrow night. Tune in for the AEW crew talking about Dynamite. Will Mercedes Moné shows up? There you go. That's you. Maybe Mercedes shows up. Maybe Tony has some fiery tweets.
Can't wait.
Tune in. Find out. We'll catch you next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast.
Take
care.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.